we interrupt regular programming on KJFF to bring you a presentation of Regional Radio Sports.
Welcome to Vianney High School in Kirkwood, Missouri. Matt Greenwood with you for some Class 5 sectional baseball. The Hillsboro Hawks at 14-6, led by head coach Kevin Lucas, are taking on the Vianney Golden Griffins, who are 26-9, led by head coach Scott Brown, as these teams are four wins away from a state title. Hillsboro looking for their first. Vianney looking to repeat as state champions from last season. So a great affair here this afternoon underneath the overcast sky. It looks like the rain will stay away from us. Hasn't been too breezy, so we're happy about that as well, as we are situated at Vianney High School. Of course, the game relocated from Hillsboro to Vianney because Vianney has an all-turf field that includes around the bases and around the mound as well, and into the outfield also. Says home of the Griffins in the right center field wall. St. John Vianney down the left field line along that wall there. And the scoreboard out in right center field, the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. And it's all lit up and ready to start putting ones, twos, and threes, and fours down there as well. And hopefully the Hillsboro Hawks will have a lot of those in the score line there underneath the innings. So, should be a great ball game, great atmosphere. People still filing in. 2 o'clock start. It is the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ledington. Fleegs Equipment for all of your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their family serve your family. That is Highway 32 in St. Genevieve and on the Outer Service Road at the Ledington exit. You can go online 24/7 at Fleegs.com. And as part of our pregame show, we will have an interview with Hillsboro head coach Kevin Lucas. And then we will give you your starting lineups and have first pitch for you. So 2 o'clock first pitch, Class 5 sectionals, Hillsboro going up against 2018's Class 5 state champion, the Vianney Golden Griffins. Stick around. We've got Coach Lucas coming up in 2 minutes on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show on AM 1400 KJF and online at MyMoInfo.com.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. The list of satisfied customers at Home Pools and Spas in Ledington continues to grow. Brian Mabry of Farmington is very happy with his pool.
They underpromised and overdelivered on the product. I had no idea that it was going to turn out as good as it did, so I'm extremely happy with it. My wife was the one that wanted the pool. I'm the one who's out there more than anybody else.
Home Pools and Spas in Ledington, homepoolsandspas.net.
Everybody's going home is where the
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Hi, it's Hannah from Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment is one of the top dealers for LS tractors and Bad Boy mowers, not just in Missouri, but in the nation. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, LS tractors, and Bad Boy mowers offer you the best quality brands at the best prices. There's no question to that. LS Tractor is the major brand maker you know and love with the best 6-year parts and labor warranty on the market. The highest quality for the lowest price. All the best features come standard, helping you get the best tractor for your hard-earned money. We want you to walk away knowing you have the best for the best price. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment isn't just another big box store that's here today and gone tomorrow. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment is a locally owned family business. Don't forget to visit Kohl's Tractor and Equipment on Facebook. Mow with an attitude and lead the herd, don't just follow it. See us today at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32.
Coach, you've had a few days to... Matt Greenwell back on the Fleet's Equipment pregame show, joined by Kevin Lucas of the Hillsboro Baseball Hawks. They're taking on Vianney in this Class 5 sectional game. And, Coach, you've had a few days to sort of ponder the district championship, get ready for this Vianney Golden Griffins team. Kind of your thoughts on the matchup?
They're a great ball team. I mean, that's for sure. And so, I mean, we're going to have our hands full, but we've got our best on the mound. You know, we hope that Michael Brewer can come out and, you know, keep their bats down a little bit, and you know, hopefully we can come out. We've been playing some pretty good defense lately, and we've been able to get some runs, and so you know, that's the key. So I like our matchup. I mean, obviously they've played a lot more. They're, you know, used to this type of game, but right now our kids are doing some good things, and you know, they're pretty excited.
You know, when it comes to the state tournament, it's pretty much you can't make an error here because it could cost you 2-3 runs. You can't, you know, miss in the zone because it could cost you another, you know, 2 or 3 runs. With every pitch, you know, builds a little bit more pressure. I've probably asked you this question before, but how do you feel like your guys are ready to handle that sort of pressure?
You know, I mean, right now we're pretty relaxed. I mean, this is that game where nobody expected us to be here except for us. And so obviously in the dugout right now, you can kind of hear they're pretty relaxed, kind of just going about their normal stuff. And so, I'm hoping that they're not really paying attention to the pressure that's on them. They're just, you know, ready to go out and play baseball. I mean, that's really all these kids want to do. That's all they talk about. That's all. I mean, everything with them is just baseball, baseball, baseball. And so, I hope that we can come out and play the best we can and, you know, see how things go.
Well, good luck winning today and good luck with graduation this evening. Hope it all goes well for you guys.
Yeah, we got a full day ahead of us, full day and night. And so, get this game over and then, you know, get to go see this group of seniors walk across the stage. And so pretty exciting day no matter what happens. But hopefully we are a little better spirits for the graduation if we can get a win here.
Right. All right. Potential severe weather tonight, so hope you guys stay safe.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. That's Kevin Lucas, head coach of the Hillsboro Hawks.
How's it going?
Thank you.
Joining us here on the Fleet.
What's attacking you there?
On the Fleet Equipment pregame show. Sorry, Coach Lucas being attacked by by a lot of bugs, and it's kind of funny watching him swat them about. But anyway, more Fleet Equipment pregame show next.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does every ing for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the ings to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is excited to share with you a revolutionary way to take your medicine. iCarePack allows us to work with you to synchronize and package your medications by the date and time of day you need to take them. No more pill planners, no more second guessing yourself. The packaging is completely portable and can be taken with you for day trips, vacations, and doctor visits. Let Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy package your medication with a little extra TLC because you are worth it. iCarePack, only at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy.
The talk of Jefferson County, Straight Talk, AM 1400 KJFF, Festus, Crystal City, Imperial, DeSoto.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with 2 side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any 2 full-size entree from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick 2 items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Carge Boulevard in Farmington.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a five-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package, which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371.
Do you have a passion for coaching? Have you ever wanted to run your own fitness facility? This fall, turn your love for sports into an exciting career with an associate's degree in sports management from Mineral Area College. Learn everything from the psychology and business of sports to the care and prevention of injuries. Sports management is a rapidly growing field and can provide you with a lucrative career path. Do something that you are passionate about with an associate's degree in sports management from Mineral Area College. Call now at 573-431-4593 to get started.
Midwest Sports Center has the off-road adventure you've been dreaming about, with rebates up to $4,000 on great brands like Polaris, Can-Am, Kawasaki, and Suzuki. Hey, Josh Harris, owner of Midwest Sports Center. Come on, you know you've been wanting a sport utility vehicle, but you just keep putting it off. Stop putting it off. Now's the time to buy. You've been thinking about it too long. Act now before we're sold out. Your adventure starts here. Whether you're on the road, off the road, or on the water, Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store.
Matt Greenwood back with you on the Fleegs Equipment Pregame Show. Class 5 sectional baseball at Vianney High School in Kirkwood, Missouri. Matt Greenwood with you, and it's the Hillsboro Hawks and the Vianney Golden Griffins. Just a couple minutes away from first pitch. And so while we have a couple of minutes, why don't we go ahead and address your starting lineups, and we'll begin with the Hillsboro Hawks. They are the visiting team in terms of being here, and it looks like they're going to be the visitor as well, as they lost the coin toss, and so Vianney gets to be the home team. And so because of that, we'll hit them up first. Presbyterian Manor starting lineups, the way you want to live. For Hillsboro, it's Mark Moore, the center fielder at the top. Batting second is Logan Warren, the first baseman. Pitching and hitting third is Michael Brewer. Christian Hancock is in the cleanup spot for the Hawks, and he's playing short. Left fielder is Hayden Voiles, batting fifth. Catcher Isaac Hamilton is hitting sixth. The designated hitter is number eight, Dayton Holter. Batting eighth is number five, second baseman Garrett Pinkley. And the third baseman is Grant Beck, sporting the number one. For the Vianney Golden Griffins, you have C.J. Sapicki, center fielder, at the top of the order. Devin Ward in the two-hole playing left field. Brock Daniels is batting third and playing third. Sam Altabella is the first baseman, hitting fourth. Batting fifth is second baseman Andrew Bisher. The designated hitter is number 44, Max Luna. The catcher, hitting seventh for Vianney, is Hamilton Anderson. Batting eighth and playing short is Nico Hagen. And batting last but not least, the right fielder, number eight, Jacob McCauley. And quite the entrance, by the way, for the umpires today for the game. Three guys getting to ride on the back of a cart and getting the nice little drive in to behind home plate where they got dumped off, and now they are meeting the respective coaches at the plate. And it is Scott Brown, head coach for Vianney, and Kevin Lucas, head coach for the Hillsboro Hawks. Well, our Bloomsdale Bank pitching matchup, Bloomsdale Bank connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. It is going to be Nathan Beaton for the Vianney Eagles. Nathan with six wins, two losses this season, two complete games. This will be start number 11 of the season for him. He's tossed 56 innings to the tune of a .50 earned run average. That is insane. Okay, and he's only given up 9 runs, and 4 of them have been earned. And in 56 innings, he's only given up 29 hits. So, yeah, he's a good pitcher. For the Hillsboro Hawks, the second half of our Bloomsdale Bank pitching matchup, it is Michael Brewer, and he will be heading to Southern Miss after the season comes to an end, which we hope is extended beyond today. But Michael Brewer's numbers, 4 wins, no losses, an ERA of 2.70, And he's got 46 punch-outs in those 23 and a third innings pitched. Of course, these are stats from before the district tournament, as we do not have the updated ones available. But Michael Brewer is a good pitcher. He's a solid pitcher. He's going to Southern Miss after his career ends at Hillsboro. So that is your Bloomsdale Bank pitching matchup. Michael Brewer for the Hawks and Nathan Beaton for the Vianney Golden Griffins. Let's check your weather forecast. It is brought to you by the Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. And, of course, we're expecting some severe weather later on this evening, as we could see some isolated tornadoes, severe thunderstorms as well. But currently in Kirkwood, it is 63 degrees. It is overcast. We were expected to get up to 82 for the high. Probably not going to sniff that at all. 20% chance of rain, 79% humidity, an east-southeast wind at 12 miles an hour. And hopefully, we're not here long enough to see the sun set behind the clouds, which we might not see the sun anyway, but 8:10 is the sunset time. And our UV index is 4. So you can't get burned too badly if you're out here watching the game without sunscreen. So that is your Doe Run Company weather update. The Doe Run Company providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. And our New Era Bank first pitch is coming up in 30 seconds. So let's step aside, come back. It'll be Mark Moore facing Nathan Beaton. Righty on righty when we come back in 30 seconds to start this Class 5 sectional.
This is Myrna from the Jefferson County YMCA. Let the adventure begin. Summer day camp at the Jefferson County Y is designed for kids going into first grade through age 12. Fun adventure, themes, sports, games, arts, field trips, and much more. Camp runs June 3rd through August 9th. Give your kid a cool experience with great memories to last a lifetime. Visit gwryMCA.org/Jefferson County or call 636-931-9622 for details.
Back. Mark Moore is between the batter's circle and home plate watching the 6'2" Nathan Beaton, righty for Vianney, warm up. It's going to be Mark Moore leading things off for the Hillsboro Hawks. They are not only the visitor at Vianney High School in terms of, you know, being welcomed here and having the gates open for them, but they did lose the coin toss and are the visitor when it comes to the batting order. So it'll be Mark Moore, Logan Warren, and Michael Brewer, the first three guys to face Nathan Beaton, who I mentioned has a .50 ERA through 56 innings coming into this ballgame. So going to be a tough day for Hillsboro, but, you know, stranger things have happened in baseball, and we're hoping that maybe the strangest thing happens. And the Hillsboro Hawks, who are outside of the top 10 ranking-wise in the state, can upset the Vianney Golden Griffins, the 2018 state champion, as well as the number 9 team currently in the state of Missouri. So the Hawks do have their hands full, but we are about to get going here as Mark Moore stepping up to the plate, getting ready to brush aside some rubber pellets in the all-turf infield batter's box. He taps the top of his wide helmet, leans back a few times, and he's ready to go as the dugout for Hillsboro to our left fired up. There's Beaton into the line, and the pitch is a fastball that just misses below the knees, and it's one ball and no strikes. Mark Moore, a multi-sport athlete, soccer, basketball, baseball as well. From the first base side of the rubber, Beaton lifts the leg and fires in a fastball at the knees. Vianney able to get past the Class 5 District 2 tournament last week, beat Fox 2-1 in the semis. And that, yes, that is the Fox Warriors, Fox C6 School District in Arnold. 1-1 now to Moore, and a fastball blown right past him. A lot of heat and emotion behind that pitch. And it's 1-2 as Moore came up empty. Vianney then beat Rockwood Summit 5-0 in the district championship. Into the line goes Beaton, drops his glove at the belt, and the delivery is a grounder right back to him. He feels his position well and throws to first. Mark Moore is out number one. I want to thank some of our sponsors for allowing us to be out here today and calling this Class 5 sectional, and that includes the Comptory of Festus, as well as Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum. Also, don't forget about the UPS store in Festus, Mario's Italia of Farmington, and Cole's Tractor and Equipment. All right, the batter now is Logan Warren. Swings it from the left side, plays first base for the Hawks, first pitch. And he pops it up towards me. And that is going to be potentially playable and foul ground. And leaning back and falling to the turf and hanging on, a snow cone grab in foul territory by the third baseman, Daniels. And that's how Warren is retired. Two down for Hillsboro. Good play there by Daniels at third base for Vianney. Now the batter is Michael Brewer. Nobody on in front of him here in the top of the first inning. Michael Brewer, as I mentioned just a few minutes ago, going to be headed to Southern Miss, become a member of the Golden Eagles when his Hillsboro career comes to a close. Pitching from the first base side of the rubber, out of the wind is the righty Beaton, and a fastball misses low to the 6'5" Michael Brewer. It's 1-0. Defensively for Vianney in the hot corner, making a nice little snow cone catch in foul territory is Daniels. The shortstop is Hagen, second baseman Bisher, and first baseman Altabella. The catcher is Anderson. There's a drive towards right center field. That one is going to get over the fence. Michael Brewer will touch them all as he rides one just to the left of the Vianney scoreboard. And that's a round tripper for Michael Brewer. He puts the Hawks on the board 1-0 here in the top of the first as they maul him at home plate. Nathan Beaton visibly upset with that fastball right down the middle, and Brewer showing that pop, rides it to right center field and puts the Hawks on the board first. That is the first home run of the season allowed by Beaton. Now the batter, Hancock. Hancock swings it from the right side and grounds to third. Nice play there by Daniels. The throw across the diamond in time for out number three. However, a two out. Bases empty. Solo shot to right center field, going about 395 feet. And Michael Brewer has the Hawks on the board 1-0 as we head to the bottom of the first. It'll be Michael Brewer out to the mound when we come back in 1 minute on KJF.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at your home, the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. What is the No Bull Deal? It's simple. It's a deal no other Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep dealer offers. Sure, you can shop around, but we're confident that you will come home to our way of doing business. We take the nationally advertised programs one step further and offer you the lowest locally advertised price, and we guarantee it. So whether you see us first or see us last, we are the dealer that will give you the best No Bull Deal and service anywhere. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
This is Dr. Karen Melton with exciting news. Audiology and Hearing Center is now Hearing Care Partners. Hearing loss can be gradual, so if you're noticing some issues, just give us a call. We offer free consultations. We're still available at our three locations that you love in Farmington, Herculaneum, or St. Genevieve. It's Hearing Care Partners, powered by Audiology and Hearing Center. For more information, go to hearingcarepartners.com. Hearing Care Partners, we listen so you can hear.
With you on AM 1400 KJFF, Michael Brewer. A solo home run with two outs and nobody on in the top of the first inning has the Hillsboro Hawks up 1-0 in this Class 5 sectional game against the Vianney Golden Griffins, the 2018 state champion Vianney Golden Griffins. And now Michael Brewer, after putting one over the fence off of the pitcher Nathan Beaton, will take the mound and face C.J. Sapicki as well as Devin Ward, and then Brock Daniels. Brewer getting one more warm-up toss in as the infield throws the ball around as well. And while we are waiting for the start of the bottom of the first inning, I want to go ahead and thank some of our sponsors for allowing us to call this game today. And that includes Applebee's of Farmington, the YMCA of Jefferson County, Midwest Sports Center, Walker Drive, Farmington, Home Pools and Spas of Ledington, as well as Patsy's Furniture, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills, and Lucas Smith Chrysler Center of Festus. Again, the batter is C.J. Sapicki, center fielder for the Golden Griffins. Brewer is done warming up, and the Hawks will have a meeting on the mound between catcher Isaac Hamilton and the corner infielders, Logan Warren, first baseman, and third baseman Grant Beck. So they have a quick little chat as number 33, C.J. Sapicki, holding the barrel of his bat in his right hand, getting ready to dig in. Again, it's an all-turf infield, outfield. The rain didn't affect it too much. Looks great. Great atmosphere. Good start for Hillsboro. First pitch. Bottom of the first inning is sky towards left field, giving chase. Hayden Voiles and the center fielder, Mark Moore, and they let it bounce between them. And around second, C.J. Sapicki headed towards third. The throw is there on the one hop, and sliding head first with a leadoff triple is Sapicki. Both Voiles and Moore gave it a look, and then they looked at each other, and then the ball landed right at their feet, right in front of the warning track. So the Golden Griffins already threatening the 1-0 Hillsboro Hawk advantage. Now the batter is left fielder Devin Ward. Bats from the left side. Slight slump of the shoulders as he peers in. Ground ball up the middle. And that first pitch grounder up the middle will tie up the ball game as Sapicki scores. And the 1-0 lead for Hillsboro lasts all of 5 minutes. Devin Ward with the RBI. Number 10 of the season for Devin Ward. And quickly Isaac Hamilton, the catcher, out to talk to Brewer. Brewer will have moments in a game where he'll give up a couple of runs, and then he'll finally settle down. Let's hope he starts to settle down here as he's facing another left-handed swinging Golden Griffin. And it is Brock Daniels, third baseman, and he swings at the first pitch and fouls it straight back. New baseball given to Isaac Hamilton. He tried to throw it to Brewer, and he overshot him, and then Garrett Pinkley tried to field it, and that went through his legs. And so maybe we're seeing some nerves here from the Hillsboro Hawks, even though before the game they were pretty chill, as Coach Lucas pointed out, and I could tell. But that throw there by Hamilton sailing over Brewer's head and then all that other stuff. Who knows? We'll see. There's a throw to first, and back in safely standing up is Devin Ward. Defensively for the Hawks, it's Grant Beck at third, Christian Hancock at short, Garrett Pinkley at second, and Logan Warren at first with Isaac Hamilton behind the dish. Brewer out of the stretch. Lines back, throws a pitch, ground ball, hit sharply through to right field. And then the throw comes to the cutoff man. Around second was Ward. He'll scamper back to the bag as Garrett Pinkley got a little too close to him. But it's two aboard. Still nobody out for Vianney here in the bottom of the first inning. So Daniels aboard. Just got it past the diving second baseman, Pinkley. Now the batter is Sam Altobello. 292 batting average for Altobello. No home runs this year. 16 runs driven in out of the four spot in the order. First baseman swings the stick from the right side, and Brewer, the righty, delivers. And it's off the heel of the glove of Hamilton. Scoots away for a second, but the runners will retreat to their bases. Little cross-up there between Brewer and Hamilton. It looked like Hamilton was looking for the breaking ball, and he got the fastball instead. Able, though, to keep it in front of him and keep the Griffins at bay. 1-1 the score here in the bottom of the first inning. Hillsboro got a solo home run from Michael Brewer. RBI single up the middle by Devin Ward, scoring C.J. Sapicki is how the Griffins are on the board. Still nobody out. Altobello, the number four hitter. Out of the stretch, the righty Brewer kicks up the leg and delivers. And a fastball that cuts outside. Two balls and no strikes. On deck is Andrew Bisher. With two on and nobody out, Brewer looking to either get a double play here, or if the Griffins will score a run, hopefully it's just one. Here's the next pitch. It bounces. Hamilton backhands it. Comes up ready to throw down to second, but hangs on to the ball. Secondary lead there by Devin Ward at second, but he didn't go anywhere. And the count is 3-0 now. Brewer coming set just above the belt. Looks at second. Looks at home. Picks up the front leg and delivers, and he misses. It bounces off the plate, up over the backhanded attempt of Hamilton and off the screen. That is ball four. And with that wild pitch, no base runners were trying to advance any further. Now Coach Lucas has called for time, as he's going to go out and have a word with Michael Brewer. So the bases loaded for Vianney. Bottom of the first inning, tied 1-1. And the second baseman, Andrew Bisher, is the batter. So Vianney has three state championships in the school's history, 2004 and 2006, underneath the direction of Steve Beezer, who is now the Mizzou baseball head coach. And then just last year under Scott Brown, who happens to be a Vianney graduate, the Griffins winning a state title last year under him. Coach Brown graduating in 1984 from St. John Vianney. All right, meeting on the mound took a little while, but it is now over with. Back behind the dishes, Hamilton in the squat. The batter, Bisher, ready. Brewer delivers the first pitch. It's a fastball knee-high and just outside for strike one. Grant Beck at third base, even with the bag, about 7 or 8 feet off the line, ready to come home with a sharp ground ball. First baseman Warren slightly in on the infield grass as well, as the 0-1 is fouled straight back into the screen. It's 0-2. Brewer pitching out of the wind now with a man on every base. Goes into it, and the righty delivers. Fastball down the middle, shot down the left field line, foul, as Bisher a little bit behind the fastball, shooting it the other way. But it landed a good 10 feet foul. Still no balls and two strikes. Middle infield for the Hawks ready to go. Double play, second to first on the ground ball. Corner infielders ready to come home. There's a shot towards third, and diving is Grant Beck. He cannot get there, and Vianney will take the lead 2-1. Rounding third and coming home is Daniels. The throw came home as it missed the cutoff man, and everyone else advances another base. That's a two-run single for Andrew Bisher, and Vianney leads 3-1. Beck wasn't playing too far off the line, but Bisher just snuck that sharp ground ball past him. And the fact that just 10 minutes ago, it was 1-0 Hillsborough. We'll see what that means for the rest of this game, as the batter now is Max Luna, the DH, and he gets jammed. Shoots a slow roller right of first base. So Devin Ward and Brock Daniels were the ones that scored on the RBI, or on the two-run single by Bisher. And there's a fastball at the knees, slightly inside to Luna, who swings the stick from the right side. No balls, two strikes. Runners at second and third for Vianney, up 3-1. Brewer peering into his black leather mitt. Gets the grip out of the wind still and misses above the letters with the fastball. Michael Brewer, of course, splitting the Winter Dream Team Co-Player of the Year award for basketball with Tyson Gray of Farmington. 1-2 pitch from the tall righty, and he just misses low and in. That'll even us up at two balls and two strikes. Vianney, the Class 5 District 2 champions. Hillsborough, the Class 5 District 1 champions, with wins over Cape Central, Jackson, and Seckman. Beck, Warren, corner infielders, ready. Pitch is shot past the diving Pinkley at second base. Run number 4 scores. Throw from Eckridge, cut off. The throw now home from the cutoff guy. And safe coming around from second is Altobello. Is Bisher. And so Altobello scores run number 4. Bisher run number 5. It's 5-1 Vianney here in the bottom of the first. Two-run single by Max Luna. RBI's number 14 and 15. And now the batter is the left-handed swing in Hamilton Anderson, and the catcher out in front of a little changeup there by Brewer. It's 0-1. And Brewer will attempt to pick off Luna at first, who dives in safely with his right hand. Max Luna takes his lead once more. Next pitch is a bunt effort by Anderson. I beg your pardon. Yeah, no, that was, I think. Kind of looked down for a second. I saw the ball ricochet. Nope, that was not a bunt. That was actually a swing off of his leg, it appears. So it's 0-2. to Hamilton Anderson. 5-1 Vianney, bottom of the first inning. Brewer shaking off Isaac Hamilton twice, and now time is called at the plate by Anderson, the catcher. Anderson standing towards the back of the batter's box. As the 0-2 from Brewer comes, swing and a miss, and that is the first out of the inning for Michael Brewer, and it comes with the number 7 hitter at the plate. And so Hamilton, Anderson down on strikes. Here comes the number 8 hitter, shortstop Nico Hagen. Michael Brewer hoping that the damage is done and he can get these next two guys out. Or maybe Hagen will do him a favor and ground into a double play. But the runner takes off. There's a pop-up left side and towards the parking lot and towards the Vianney cart. And so it's 0-1 now. Only a select few folks at Vianney High School get the privilege of riding the golf cart around and escorting people. I don't know who they are, but I know there are some. Met them on the way in today. No balls and one strike to Nico Hagen. Runner at first is Luna. Beck, the third baseman, even with the bag for the Hawks. This time Luna not taking off. Fastball blown right past the swing and stick of Nico Hagen. It's 0-2. Hagen, 274 batting average coming into today. 12 runs driven in. No home runs to his name, though. 7 doubles and 15 singles for the shortstop. Come and set up the belt out of the stretch. Brewer, the pitch is a changeup that misses low and in. As he licks his fingertips, Brewer gets the ball back from Hamilton. It's 1-2. Beautiful setting here at St. John Vianney High School. Trees outlining the outfield fence. It's a fence with a black screen covering every inch of it. There's a 1-2 pitch. It's a bouncer. Backhand attempt by Hamilton. It scoots way up the third baseline. Gets about halfway up there before Hamilton picks it up. And into second base is Max Luna. And he was on the move, so that'll count as a stolen bag for Luna. 5th stolen base of the season. Now the shortstop Hancock keeping a close eye on him as Brewer comes set. The 2-2 now to Hagen, and he pops it up right side and beyond the fans on the first base side, right off the top of the batting cage. There's a net that stretches across about 100 feet, has a lot of give, so that ball kind of landing there and sinking towards the ground as there's a fastball from Brewer, and the 2-2 gets through the legs of Hamilton off the padded backstop, enough for Luna to advance. Still just one out here in the bottom of the first. It's a 5-1 lead for Vianney. 3-2 to Nico Hagen with Jacob McCauley on deck. Luna now 90 feet away from run number 6 for the Griffins. First base side of the rubber, out of the stretch, Brewer gets a lift off the right-handed bat of Hagen over towards the right side, and well, foul. That'll roll up onto the second rubber in the bullpen, the open bullpen. No protection around there. Still 3-2. The number 8 hitter giving Michael Brewer fits. Hagen stands middle in the batter's box. A 3-2 on the way. Curveball. Strike 3 call. Back-to-back punchouts now for Brewer. 2 down. Hagen caught looking. That's going to bring up the right fielder, Jacob McCauley, the number 9 hitter. And the 9th guy to bat here in the first. Luna is at third base, representing run number 6 for the Griffins. Leg kick pitch from the righty Brewer, and another off-speed pitch, middle in for a called strike. In the district championship victory for Hillsboro over Sekman, Christian Hancock had 3 hits and 3 runs driven in. And it was Brendan McLaughlin and Dayton Holter that pitched the final 5 and a third to help the Hawks win that title. Changeup misses low and in from the righty Brewer, and the count runs to 1-1 to McCauley. McCauley is the right fielder for Vianney. Come and set out of the stretch. Brewer now he fires, and there's a pop-up. into center field. Mark Moore underneath it. He squeezes it with both hands, and the inning draws to a close. 5-1, the new score as Vianney gets an RBI single from Devin Ward and two-run singles from Andrew Bisher and Max Luna. And so through one inning, it's Vianney 5, Hillsboro 1 in the Class 5 sectionals on KJF.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Matt Green will back with you at Vianney High School, site of the Class 5 sectionals as the game was relocated here from Hillsboro due to all the heavy rains. It is 5-1 as we begin the top of the second. Vianney has a lead over the Hillsboro Hawks. The first batter up to face the righty Nathan Beaton is Hayden Voiles. And the first pitch of the second inning is ball one. And first pitch is brought to you by New Era Bank. We'll tell you about it here in a second as the righty Beaton back with another fastball and has it at the knees for a called strike. It's easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, visit your local New Era Bank branch or go online at newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC. As a fastball just misses off the outside corner. 2-1 now to Voiles. Voiles playing left field today. Bats from the right side. Beaton pitching out of the wind. Holds his glove just above his right ear. Now goes into it. And a ground ball towards third. Daniels collects the ball, collects himself, throws across the diamond in time for out number one. 11 seniors for the Vianney Griffins have signed on to continue playing baseball at the collegiate level. Most recently was Aaron Clark, who verbally committed to Millikan University in Decatur, Illinois, as well as Jimmy Larman, who verbally committed to Missouri Valley College in Tarkio, Missouri, and then left-hand pitcher Alex Wellborn, verbally committing to Quincy University. The batter is Isaac Hamilton, catcher from the right side. First pitch misses. It's 1-0. So Alex Wellborn will be joining Jacob Kaluzniak, who is a Jefferson College ball player last couple of years that's playing at Quincy right now. There's a foul on a 1-0 pitch. Now 1-1 to Hamilton. Isaac Hamilton. Isaac spelled differently. I-S-A-C-K. A couple different ways to spell it, apparently. Into the line goes Beaton. Drops the glove from the top to his belt and delivers. Lift towards right. Drifting. And McCauley has it for out number two. So the first two retired for Hillsboro here in the top of the second. And the batter now is the designated hitter, Dayton Holter. As I mentioned, Holter and Brendan McLaughlin were the two pitchers that pitched the later innings in Hillsboro's district clinching win over Seckman last week. Now Holter batting seventh today. Swings and misses at the first pitch. It's 1-0. Viani High School with a very rich history. Three state championships, including last year. Leaning out in front of the box is Holter, as a fastball is blown right past him. It is 0-2. Beaton out of the wine. First base side of the rubber. Again, holding that brown leather mitt above his right ear. Misses low and wide with a curve. It's 1-2. The Hawks got a solo home run from Michael Brewer in the top of the first inning. And Viani, two batters in, quickly erased that 1-0 lead and then added four more on a pair of two-run singles. Time is called out to play it by Hamilton. Takes a practice swing with his arms and not his bat. Now digs back in. Up in the front of the batter's box. Fastball comes above the letters. It's now two balls and two strikes to Hamilton. Sporting the number 8 for Hillsboro. Nice looking unis today for the Hawks, who have graduation tonight. 2-2 from the righty, Beaton. It's a fastball. It just misses low. Beaton sort of peering in at the umpire for a little longer. Thought maybe he got a good pitch over the plate. But now the 3-2 with two outs and nobody on to Holter. And there's a fastball. It just misses off the plate. And once again, a two-out batter for Hillsboro is aboard. We'll see what Garrett Pinkley, second baseman, can do about it. Garrett wearing the number 5 for the Hillsboro Hawks today. That number 5 painted in red on the back of the jersey. It's a thick white stripe just above the blue portion of the jersey on the back. First pitch is a strike to Pinkley. Pinkley, the number 8 hitter for Hillsboro, taps the bat head on home plate. Twirls it around as there's a throw to first, a pickoff attempt to no avail as Holter back in safely. White pants for the Hillsboro Hawks, red belts. Got the letter H all fancy looking in red on the front of the jerseys. There's another pickoff attempt to first. Holter back in safely once more. And the numbers have a white trim around them. That is the Hillsboro Serenity Hospice Care uniforms. Peace of mind when it matters most. Ground ball towards third. Diving forward and slightly to his left is Daniels. He comes up with it. Picks himself up and throws across the diamond. A beautiful strike to retire Garrett Pinkley. It looked kind of strange, but it was effective as Daniels able to assist his pitcher Beaton for out number 3. And Hillsboro wastes a two-out walk to Dayton Holter. And so we'll head to the bottom of the second inning. It is Viani 5 and Hillsboro 1 in the Class 5 sectionals on KJEP.
Are you tired of calling your mortgage lender and not being able to talk to anyone, or you're transferred over and over again? Skip the hassle and refinance with Bloomsdale Bank. Call today and speak with one of their expert loan officers. Have a personalized borrowing experience and rest easy knowing your loan will be serviced locally when you borrow with Bloomsdale Bank. Visit their website or visit any of their 5 locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You love to shop at Patsy's.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
If you're looking for new furniture, come and see us. We have a wide selection of living room, dining room, bedroom sets, and more. Visit us in the store or online at Facebook or at patsysfurniture.com. We have 24-month same as cash and no credit needed financing options available. Military and first responders receive a discount every day. And don't forget, we have discounts on all special orders.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Matt Greenwell back with you on AM 1400 KJFF, Class 5 sectionals from Viani High School. It is 5-1 Golden Griffins on top. First batter up will be the leadoff guy, C.J. Sapicki, to face Michael Brewer for the second time today. Sapicki tripled towards left field to lead off the bottom of the first. That started a 5-run rally for the Griffins. Here's Brewer with the first pitch and a curveball that backs up on him and plunks Sapicki, who stares out at Michael Brewer as he makes his way up the first baseline. Broke the stair about halfway up the line, and now that he's occupying first base, still looking at him. So a hit by pitch puts Sapicki on board. And the batter is Devin Ward. Certainly no intent there from Brewer. His team down four runs. Definitely doesn't want to put any guys on. As he'll try to pick off Sapicki to no avail. Logan Warren, first baseman, holding him on. Grant Beck, the third baseman, toes on the infield grass. Devin Ward at the plate. Ward with an RBI single. Bats from the left side. Shows bunt. Pulls back. Strike is called. Throw down to second. Stolen base for Sapicki. That puts Sapicki in scoring position. And a bigger pardon, that was called a ball. So 1-0 to Ward. Beck will back up just a little bit over near third, still just about even with the bag, as now Brewer lifts up his right leg off the rubber, or right foot off the rubber, and now puts it back on, ready to pitch. He does. Sharp ground ball towards second. Pinkley has it. Throws to first. Ward is retired for out number one, but over to third goes Sapicki. So a successful 4-3 ground out, putting Sapicki closer to home. And with Ward retired, enter Brock Daniels. First pitch to the left-handed swinger. Fouls it off the screen on the left side. It's 0-1. Daniels singled and will later score a run on Andrew Bisher's two-run single. It's a righty-on-lefty matchup here. Standing in the middle of the box is Daniels. And he'll sky one towards shallow right. Coming forward is Ethan Eckridge. He has the catch. The runner tagging up from third. The throw home. It is not in time. Sliding head first is Sapicki. And Vianney extends their lead to 6-1. Beautiful baseball by the Vianney Griffins. Leadoff single. Steal a base. Move him over with a grounder to second. And then bring him in with a sacrifice fly. And now the batter, Sam Altabella. Nobody on in front of him. Two outs here on the bottom of the second. Into the line goes Brewer. And the righty delivers a breaking ball that misses just in above the belt. It is 1-0. Spacious dugouts, by the way, here at Vianney. They look very nice. 1-0 pitch. Fastball lifted up. Left side. Into the overcast sky with a little bit of sunshine peering through. It's in foul ground, and Grant Beck cannot locate it as it bounces 3 feet to his left. And those are plays you're going to have to make. Get your pitcher out of the inning. But with Beck and then Hamilton, the catcher, coming over, neither guy took charge. It lands at their feet, and let's hope it doesn't wind up hurting them. It's one ball, one strike to Altabella, who has a walk and a run scored. Brewer pitching out of the line once more. Squares up the batter. Now the 1-1 pitch. Sharp ground ball to the left of third. It's 1-2. Altabello's got a good size. Sporting the number 25 for Vianney. 6'1", 195. Just a junior. And this 1-2 delivery to him is low and wide. Now 2-2. Vianney wearing their golden yellow numbers with a white trim. A couple of golden yellow stripes that come from the neck area all the way down to the elbow. But it's a black base on the top as the 2-2 fastball misses up and away. Now 3-2 to Altabella. Here comes Brewer with the 3-2 offering, and he misses low. Ball four. Second walk of the game for Altabella. Six-one Vianney. Bottom of the second. Andrew Bisher now the batter. Bisher brought in two for Vianney in that five-run first inning. He was able to score Daniels and Altabella. Brewer comes set out of the line, the pitch. Fastball just off the plate, little outside. And the left-handed swing in second baseman Bisher has a 1-0 count. Beck over at third now playing behind the bag and slightly off the line, the 1-0. Change up low and wide, now 2-0. The closest Hillsborough has come to a state championship in either sport is their softball team last fall. Made it all the way to state, came in fourth place. Ground ball towards first, Warren in on the grass, able to field it and step on first to retire Bisher for out number three. However, the Griffins do add a run to the scoreboard, a sacrifice fly, Ribby for Brock Daniels, and we head to the top of the third. It is Vianney 6, Hillsborough 1 in the Class 5 sectionals on KJF.
Hi, this is Kim Elwell with a special 55% tax credit opportunity from Comtree. If you're a Missouri business owner, we need your help to build transitional housing for our domestic violence shelter. In return, your donation may qualify for a special 55% tax credit. This is an extraordinary opportunity for you to help build hope for a strong, safe, independent future for those seeking shelter from domestic violence. Please contact me, Kim Elwell, at Comtree, 636-232-2339, and make a difference for Mary's House of Hope at a safe place.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Hi, Jan. I was wondering why you say that your summer starts at your Toyota dealer.
Well, summer's just around the corner, right?
Yeah, it is.
And with great offers on our big selection of Toyotas now through June 3rd, you can get the reliable Toyota you need to get you to all the events that summer has to offer. Like drive up and visit your mom for Mother's Day.
Oh, son, it's so good to see you. Come here and give your mom a kiss.
Or maybe go snorkeling over Memorial Day weekend. How about see your nephew graduate from college? Or go down to the lake for 4th of July fireworks?
Wow, there's so many places to go, I just don't know which one to pick. You know what? I'm gonna do them all!
That's the spirit!
Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Matt Greenwood back on AM 1400 at KJFF at Vianney High School, site of the Class 5 sectionals. As it's the Golden Griffins of Vianney leading Hillsborough 6-1 as we begin the top of the third inning. It's going to be Mark Moore, Logan Warren, and Michael Brewer top of the order to face Nathan Beaton. And the righty picks up the leg and delivers a fastball down the middle for a called strike. Beaton is only a junior with a .50 ERA coming into this contest today. So just stats alone say, yeah, this guy's tough. Moore will poke one up the middle. It'll deflect off of second base and trickle into shallow center field. And beg your pardon, that was Grant Beck, the number 9 hitter. And Beck is aboard out of the 9 spot as we now flip the order back to the top for Mark Moore. I confused Moore's basketball jersey number with his baseball one. He wears number 1 on the basketball floor, and Ben Lampkins wears number 2. But on the baseball field, Beck wears number 1, and Moore wears number 2. Mark Moore 0 for 1 on the day with a ground out to the pitcher. Takes a first pitch called strike on the outside corner. Time for the Hawks to get back in this ballgame. One on, nobody out. Leg kick pitch, 0-1, swung on and miss. 0-2 to Mark Moore. Hawks have had plenty of trouble catching up with that heater from Nathan Beaton. For a high school junior righty, that is a very, very strong pitch for the young man. He will certainly, as he misses low and outside, with that kind of arm, have his pick of the litter when it comes to colleges, which he still has another year to decide on that. But a 6'3" frame, 185 pounds. And if he's able to duplicate his numbers from his junior year into his senior year, watch out. 1-2 now to Moore, and it bounces right in front of home plate. Good backhand attempt there by the catcher Anderson, able to keep it in front of him. And that'll keep Grant Beck at first base. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Mark Moore. Logan Warren is on deck. Still overcast here at Vianney. 2-2 on its way, and Moore waves at a fastball outside. And now we've got ourselves a pickle as a throw down to first. Grant Beck got a secondary lead and then got picked off as they went 3-6. Beck slipping between first and second, and the shortstop Hagen tapped him on the back for out number two. So a strikeout and a pickoff. And there are two outs here in the top of the third. So Moore down on strikes. Beck out between the bases. I think if Grant Beck would have just put his head down, the throw was behind him. He was already halfway between first and second. If he would have just put his head down and went for second base, he might have been able to get there. But he looked back over his shoulder and got caught. Logan Warren, first baseman, 0-for-1, takes a first pitch inside for a ball. Warren swinging the aluminum bat from the left side. And now the 1-0 pitch to him. And he backs off the plate, but the pitch is on the inside corner. It is 1-1. So a 2-3-6 caught stealing for Grant Beck. And the 1-1 to Logan Warren misses off the plate. Now 2-1. Michael Brewer on deck. He had a solo home run to get Hillsborough on the board in the top of the first inning. He would certainly love Warren to get on base ahead of him. Into the line goes the righty, beating the 2-1. Fastball up above the letters, slightly inside, now 3-1. And if you're beaten, you've got to attack the zone here. You've got a 5-run lead, 2 outs and nobody on in front of you. And with Michael Brewer lingering on deck, you don't want to face him with a runner on. So we'll see what he comes with here. I'm thinking fastball. 3-1, fastball, Warren. Ground ball towards short, backhanded by Hagen. Comes in, makes a throw. That's in time to retire Logan Warren for out number three. And so, with a leadoff single, the Hillsborough Hawks still unable to cut into this 5-run deficit as we head to the bottom of the third. It is Vianney 6, Hillsborough 1 on KJF.
Let's get this party started. Yeah! McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for everyone.
Give me back the Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish. Give me back the
fish. Hey, what kind of music is this? Wait, is that a fish at the DJ booth?
Well, it is a Filet-O-Fish party.
Get McDonald's 10-piece chicken McNuggets, the classic chicken sandwich, or the Filet-O-Fish sandwich, now 2 for $5. At participating McDonald's, single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Limited time only.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJF to Vianney High School, home of the Golden Griffins, the 2018 state championship Golden Griffins, as they have a 6-1 commanding lead over Hillsborough in the bottom of the third inning of this Class 5 sectional. We'll check your Parkland Elthmart Pharmacy scoreboard in just a second as Max Luna digs in. Swings from the right side, takes the first pitch fastball low from Michael Brewer. Hamilton Anderson on deck and Nico Hagen in the hole. This is the 6, 7, and 8 hitters for Vianney. Ground ball up the middle, just to the left of second base and into center field. And that's a base hit to lead things off as Luna is aboard for the second time today. And he is certainly a threat to steal as he stole second base back in that 5-run first inning. Now the batter is Hamilton Anderson, the catcher. So five runs for Vianney in the bottom of the first, responding to Hillsborough's one in the top of the first on a solo home run by Michael Brewer, who now pitches from the stretch. And the righty misses wide to the left-handed swing and Anderson. 1-0. And then a goose egg on the scoreboard in the top of the second for Hillsborough, with Vianney adding a run in the bottom of the second. Here's a leg kick and pitch and a changeup waved at and missed. Now 1-1 to Anderson. And then no runs in the top of the third for Hillsborough. We are here in the bottom half of the third inning. That is a check of the Parkland Healthmart Pharmacy scoreboard. Pickoff attempt to first. Back in safely is Luna. Parkland Healthmart Pharmacy is committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities that they serve. 1-1 on the way, and so is Luna. And he's going to get into second base without a throw. And he called it a ball, so now it's 2-1 to Anderson. Second stolen base of the ballgame for Max Luna, his sixth of the season. And now the bunt could be on for Vianney if they wanted to try to add another run to this 6-1 lead. Brewer pitching from the stretch still. Just above the belt, he settles things. And now the 2-1 leaks inside. Right at the back left foot of Anderson. It's 3-1. Center fielder Mark Moore shading a little bit towards left. 3-1 pitch. And a changeup misses low and wide. That is ball four. Two on base for Vianney. As Nico Hagen comes up to the plate. If you're Coach Lucas, you've got plenty of arms you can use in this ball game. If you feel like things are getting out of hand for Brewer, or just feel like maybe someone else like Hancock could give you some solid innings, maybe you go that route. But 2-1 with nobody out, 6-1 lead for Vianney. Bottom of the third, Nico Hagen is the batter. Slightly open stance with his front left foot angled towards left field. First pitch, he shows bunt, and the fastball misses up above the shoulders. It is 1-0. The name of the school stretch across the front of the jerseys for Vianney. It's a black base top with golden yellow numbers and letters with a white trim. They've got their white pants on. 1-0 pitch from Brewer, another bunt shown. This time an effort made by Hagen. It's called a strike. Runners did not advance. It's 1-1. Serenity Hospice Care uniforms. Peace of mind when you need it most. That's how Vianney looks. Again, black tops, gold and yellow letters and numbers with white trim. Pitching from the stretch is Brewer. Glances at second and now the 1-1. And Hagen will pop it up right side. Infielder Garrett Pinkley is going to make a play on it. No, it's going to land in front of Eckrich. And Eckrich will throw to second for the force out. But it should have been ruled an infield fly. I think they're finally going to make that call. Okay, so the umpire's making the correct call, calling the infield fly. It was just beyond the infield. Okay, so on an infield fly, the batter's automatically out. The runners can advance under their own accord. The first base umpire was calling for the infield fly. Told the guys to get back where they were. So right now, Hagen should be out. I don't know why this is so complicated. Hagen should be out. They should tell the runner at third, Luna, to get back to second base. And they should put Anderson back at first. I thought they did that, and then Anderson at first decided to take off for second. Michael Brewer had the baseball, tagged him halfway between first and second base. And now the umpires are discussing it right behind the mound. So infield fly is not a judgment call. It is. The ball sort of drifted slightly out towards shallow right. But it was essentially popped up on the infield and, like I said, just sort of drifted. But now the umpires, two of them, are coming over to Scott Brown, head coach of Vianney, to explain what's going on. I don't know why there's runners at second and third right now. because on an infield fly, you're supposed to tag up. And Luna was not standing on second base, not that I can recall. So now the home plate umpire, first base umpire, chatting with Coach Lucas. Michael Brewer and Isaac Hamilton playing long toss, or playing toss. But here's the thing. Anderson took off for second, and Michael Brewer tagged him out. So why are they letting him go to second? Coach Lucas visibly upset, verbally upset as well. Just turned back towards the infield and said, what is going on? So Hagen is out. And with the infield fly rule, the runners are allowed to move at their own will. But you have to be on the base. So I don't know why the umpires have totally screwed this up, but they have. And now a warning has been issued to Coach Lucas. So Hillsborough getting wronged here. It's 6-1 Vianney here in the bottom of the third inning. There is an out. Now, I just can't tell who's at second base. Is it Anderson who was at first, or is it the batter Hagen? It shouldn't be. It should be Anderson. So Hagen is out on the infield fly. And for some reason, even though Anderson got tagged out going from first to second, he's allowed to stay at second base. So I don't know what's going on. Anyway, the batter is Jacob McCauley, and he waves and misses at a curveball low and outside. It's 0-1. I mean, I don't know what protest rules are in high school baseball, but maybe Coach Lucas could protest that call, and I don't know. All I know is the wrong call was made. And here comes the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Ball trickles up the first baseline. Hamilton able to pick it up and keep the runners at second and third. Luna is at third. Anderson is at second somehow. It is 6-1 Vianney here in the bottom of the third inning. Right side of the infield, slightly drawn in for the Hawks. Same on the left side. Brewer coming set. Two looks at third, now picks up the front leg and delivers a fastball up in the zone. Here's a pop-up on the right side. Logan Warren, the first baseman, underneath it for the out. And that is out number two. Runners stay at second and third. So we go back to the top of the order for C.J. Sapicki. Michael Brewer has yet to figure out how to retire the guy. He's got a triple, and Michael Brewer also plunked him with the first pitch to start the bottom of the second inning. Grant Beck, by the way, standing right next to the third base bag as Brewer comes set and then steps off. And now time is called at the plate by Sapicki, number 33. For Vianney. By the way, that triple back in the first inning, his fifth of the season. He's a dangerous hitter. 384 batting average coming into this contest. Fastball misses low and in to the right-handed swing and center fielder, and it is 1-0. 439 on base percentage, 509 slugging percentage. 23 runs scored for Sapicki. Add two to that total. He's up to 25 now because of the two today. A little sliding action misses wide for ball two. First base is unoccupied with runners at second and third, and Devin Ward, who Brewer has retired, is on deck. So Brewer might be pitching around him. Here comes the 2-0. That's a fastball low and wide, and I'm thinking Coach Lucas might just pop out of the dugout and issue the intentional walk. So far, that is not the case. So it's 3-0 to Sapicki. Vianney trying to increase their five-run lead here in the bottom of the third. Brewer coming set, coming forward, fastball inside and right around the knees for a called strike. Sapicki, by the way, not only team leader for Vianney in triples, but also second on the team in RBIs. And he'll send a liner up the middle into right center field. That'll get past Mark Moore and trickle all the way to the base of the fence. And Sapicki is looking for triple number two of the ball game. He is in there standing up as two runs score. It is Vianney 8 and Hillsborough 1. Luna Anderson touching home. So while the previous stuff with the infield fly, Doesn't really matter now because a triple would have scored those two from first and second, but you'd still like the umpires to get the call right. Anyway, here's Devin Ward. And Ward calls for time as Brewer goes into the line, and the home plate umpire grants it, and that's not going to make matters any better for Hillsborough. And the first pitch to Ward leaks outside. Now one ball and no strikes. Hillsborough so far, a solo home run. He'll be the first to bat in the top of the fourth. This is low with a fastball, now 2-0. Still overcast, still a little bit breezy here at Vianney High School in Kirkwood, Missouri. Fastball knee high outside. And that's a called strike to Devin Ward, who's got an RBI single and a ground out to second. And he's looking for time. Umpire doesn't grant it, puts his hand on the bat. Takes the pitch from Hillsborough, shoots it sharply towards second. Pinkley dives to his left, throws to first on the short hop. It is dug out by Logan Warren, and that is out number three. Vianney adds two to the board. And after three innings in this Class 5 sectional on KJF, it is 8-1 Griffins over the Hawks.
Minerals and metals we need to power our future.
We're Jeffco Radio, Straight Talk, AM 1400, KJFF, Festus, Crystal City, Goldman, Dittmer.
Hi, it's Hannah from Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment is one of the top dealers for LS tractors and Bad Boy mowers, not just in Missouri, but in the nation. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, LS tractors, and Bad Boy mowers offer you the best quality brands at the best prices. There's no question to that. LS Tractor is the major brand maker you know and love with the best 6-year parts and labor warranty on the market. The highest quality for the lowest price. All the best features come standard, helping you get the best tractor for your hard-earned money. We want you to walk away knowing you have the best for the best price. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment isn't just another big box store that's here today and gone tomorrow. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment is a locally owned family business. Don't forget to visit Kohl's Tractor and Equipment on Facebook. Mow with an attitude and lead the herd, don't just follow it. See us today at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32.
Back with you on AM 1400 at KJFF. Apologies for the technical difficulties in that third inning. It is 8-1. Vianney has the lead over Hillsborough in the Class 5 sectionals. Vianney with 5 runs in the first, 1 in the second, and 2 in the third. Let's check your hearing care partner's broadcast schedule. They listen so you can hear. Got some more playoff baseball this afternoon. At 4:45, St. Genevieve is taking on Sykeston at Sykeston in the Class 4 sectionals. That's a 4:45 pregame. And you can catch the action on AM 800 KREI. As Michael Brewer digs in to face Nathan Beaton, the junior righty for the Griffins. Brewer tagged him for a solo home run with 2 outs in the first inning. The only run of the game for Hillsborough. Counting occurs. Beaton takes. Continuing the Hearing Care Partners upcoming broadcast tomorrow, West County is at Saxony Lutheran in the Class 3 quarterfinals. Swing and a miss.
From mailboxing, the UPS Store does every ing for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the ings to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is excited to share with you a revolutionary way to take your medicine. iCarePack allows us to work with you to synchronize and package your medications by the date and time of day you need to take them. No more pill planners, no more second-guessing yourself. The packaging is completely portable and can be taken with you for day trips, vacations, and doctor visits. Let Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy package your medication with a little extra TLC because you are worth it. iCarePack, only at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with two side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any two full-size entrees from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick two items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Carge Boulevard in Farmington.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 5-week...
Fly ball to right field, and Christian Hancock is out number two. As we continue to put that little pitch.
Do you have a passion for coaching? Have you ever wanted to run your own fitness facility? This fall, turn your love for sports into an exciting career with an associate's degree in sports management from Mineral Area College. Learn everything from the psychology and business of sports to the care and prevention of injuries. Sports management is a rapidly growing field and can provide you with a lucrative career path. Do something that you are passionate about with an associate's degree in sports management from Mineral Area College. Call now at 573-431-4593 to get started.
Midwest Sports Center has the off-road adventure you've been dreaming about, with rebates up to $4,000 on great brands like Polaris, Can-Am, Kawasaki, and Suzuki. Hey, Josh Harris, owner of Midwest Sports Center. Come on, you know you've been wanting a sport utility vehicle, but you just keep putting it off. Stop putting it off. Now's the time to buy. You've been thinking about it too long. Act now before we're sold out. Your adventure starts here. Whether you're on the road, off the road, or on the water, Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store.
This is Myrna from the Jefferson County YMCA. Let the adventure begin. Summer day camp at the Jefferson County Y is designed for kids going into first grade through age 12. Fun adventure, themes, sports, games, arts, field trips, and much more. Camp runs June 3rd through August 9th. Give your kid a cool experience with great memories to last a lifetime. Visit gwryMCA.org/Jefferson County or call 636-931-9622 for details.
Chad Smith at your home with a noble deal.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information, or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Matt Greenwood calling you from the cell phone at Vianney High School, side of the Class 5 sectionals. It is 8-1, Vianney leading the Hillsboro Hawks. As you missed some of the action due to our technical difficulties, Michael Brewer struck out swinging. Christian Hancock followed that up with a fly ball out to right field, and then Hayden Boyles struck out swinging as well. And so we are now into the bottom of the fourth inning. Again, Vianney up 8-1 in this Class 5 sectional today on KJFF. Glad to have you with us. Apologies for having to do it this way, but technology is failing us today, and well, that's what we're going to have to deal with here. And again, I do apologize over and over again. All right, Brock Daniels, Sam Altabella, and Andrew Bisher are the batters for the Golden Griffins as they're facing Michael Brewer still. A little bit of sunshine coming through the overcast skies here at Vianney. As Brewer facing Daniels, it was 1-for-1 with a run scored and a sack fly. And the first pitch bounces to left-handed swing in Daniels. Yeah,
1-0 now on the way. Upstairs chase by Brock Daniels. As he swung through, his bat had tapped him on the back heel. It's 1-1. Sam Altabella again is on deck for the Griffins as they look to add on here to their 7-run lead in the bottom of the fourth. Fastball misses upstairs. Now 2-1 to Daniels. Brewer looking like he's setting him up for something in the middle, and he does. The fastball that's shot down the left field line and well foul. And that'll even us up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vianney has proven to be quite difficult for Brewer and the Hawks today. Every at-bat is a tough one. Brewer has thrown at least 3 pitches in every single count. A couple of guys early on jumped on first-pitch fastballs, but for the most part, the Griffins have been working the counts. Brewer pitching out of the wind. Time is being called by the home plate umpire. And he takes the mask off and walks over towards the Vianney dugout. It's about 10 feet over to his right, points at him. And now he's done. And I'm guessing he was allowing Vianney permission to send out a guy to cover the bullpen activity as the fastball misses high and wide to Daniels. That runs the count at 3-2. So there's a guy warming up for Vianney. Looks like Nathan Beaton's day will be over. Here's a fastball. Skied on the infield. Brewer, the pitcher, calling everybody off as the sun splits the clouds. And over towards that first baseline, about halfway up, Brewer makes the catch off his left hip for out number one. So one up, one down for Vianney. Bottom of the fourth inning, up 8-1. Sam Altabella has been on base twice and has scored a run once. Digs in, bats from the right side. Has that shin pad on his front left leg. Brewer misses upstairs with a slight breaking ball. It's 1-0. So a little bit of sunshine. That's nice. Warming us up here. Another pop-up that direction. And that is going to be on the left side. And well out of play. Bouncing off the concrete parking lot and hopping up about a good 20 feet. 1-1 to Altabella. Here's Brewer into the line. The righty delivers. Fastball misses outside. Want to thank New Era Bank of Farmington, Fredericktown, Park Hills, Elogian Bonterre for allowing us to call this Class 5 sectional affair. 2-1, pop up behind home plate. Slightly off to the right and over the screen, over the crowd, and near the batting cages. Now 2-2 to Altabella. Nobody on and one down for Vianney. Up by a touchdown. 2-2. And gripping that one too hard, losing his footing also on the mound was Brewer as he bounced it about 7 or 8 feet in front of home plate. And that'll run and count 3-2 with Andrew Bisher on deck. Altabella, slight squat, 3-2 pitch off the hands and lifted up over the dugout of Vianney on the first base side. Altabella sports the number 25 for the Griffins. Sticks out that right arm. Let the umpire know he wants a little bit of time. Gets it. And then Brewer comes home and misses off the plate just slightly with a fastball. And that's a one out base on balls for Sam Altabella. 3 walks this ball game for Altabella. Now the batter is Andrew Bisher. Bisher drove in 2. To break the 1-1 tie in the bottom of the first inning, then grounded out to first base in the second inning to end the frame. Brewer peering over his front left shoulder over at first base. Altabella takes his lead, the pitch home, and it's low and wide, now 1-0. Well, it says home of the Griffins out in right center field, home of the in cursive Griffins in big, bold letters, and then St. John Vianney. Over on the left field fence as there's a pickoff attempt to first base, and back in with his hand is Altabella. It's 305 down the right field line, 320 down the left field line, and 370 to straightaway center. Brewer coming set again, glancing over his shoulder at first. Here's a pop-up. After the pitch to Bisher, left side, and it'll land on the top of the Hillsborough dugout. And it's 1-1. So there was some controversy last inning in the bottom of the third. Runners at first and second for Vianney, and there was a pop-up that was ruled an infield fly, or should have been. There was a delayed call. First base umpire then called it after the ball had already dropped. And there's some confusion with the base runners as there's a chopper first base side and foul. Now 1-2 to Disher. Well, anyway, ball lands, which should have been the batter automatically out on the infield fly. He was. Hagen was out, but the runners are allowed to advance at will. And, well, one of them did, but he got tagged out, and the umpire said, no, he's okay. And he got the extra base, so did the runner at second, as there's a swing and a miss strikeout for Andrew Bisher. That is punch out number 3 of the ball game. Now 2 down. Still on first is Altavella and Max Luna coming up. But anyway, so Coach Lucas was pretty irate. Let the umpires know visually and verbally. And here comes an aluminum bat flying on the swing and miss by Max Luna. He's got batting gloves on and somehow still lost grip of his aluminum bat. And that one's going to take a little crack. He's going to get a new bat instead. Now he's going to rub down the handle. I've not really seen too many guys lose an aluminum bat on a swing. And now someone just launches it back into the infield. So no balls and one strike to Max Luna. A little entertainment for the fans here. Again, not a lot of times you get to see a bat flying. That saucered about a good 50 feet over to our left on the third base line. Anyway, Luna's ready to go. And another pickoff attempt by Brewer, sliding back in head first safely is Altavella. So back to the infield fly controversy. The runners were allowed to advance. The runner from first to second got tagged out by Brewer, but then the umpire said, no, he gets to take second base. And there's a long foul ball down the right side. 0-2 to Luna, who continues to work on his batting gloves. This time going palm first on the rubber pellets and just rubbing them violently back and forth a couple of times. And now he's back in the box, ready for the 0-2. Brewer coming set at the belt. Delivery. Pitch bounces. Stolen base for Altavella. No throw there by Hamilton, who played it off the hop. And that puts Altavella in scoring position as Vianney leads it 8-1 here in the bottom of the fourth. Righty-on-righty matchup here. Brewer, two looks at second. Now the 1-2. Luna, ground ball, left side. Playing it is Hancock. Will fire to first in time for out number 3. So Brewer with his first scoreless frame of the ball game. Vianney, after 4, has an 8-1 lead over the Hillsboro Hawks in the Class 5 sectionals right here on KJF.
This is Dr. Karen Melton with exciting news. Audiology and Hearing Center is now Hearing Care Partners. Hearing loss can be gradual, so if you're noticing some issues, just give us a call. We offer free consultations. We're still available at our 3 locations that you love in Farmington, Herculaneum, or St. Genevieve. It's Hearing Care Partners, powered by Audiology and Hearing Center. For more information, go to hearingcarepartners.com. Hearing Care Partners, we listen so you can hear.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Are you tired of calling your mortgage and not being able to talk to anyone, or you're transferred over and over again?
Welcome back on to AM 1400 KJF, top of the fifth inning. Vianney 8 and Hillsboro 1. As we begin the top of the fifth inning, there was a guy warming up for the Golden Griffins while they were at the plate, and that guy is not coming into the ballgame as Nathan Beaton remains in it. He started this game for the Eagles, his .50 ERA, probably slightly higher now based on the solo home run that Michael Brewer got off of him in the top of the first inning. But, yeah, 60 innings of just giving up five earned runs. That is quite impressive for a junior right-hander as he faces Isaac Hamilton, the catcher, first pitch swinging, and he shoots a ground ball just to left of third base, and by just we mean by like 2 inches. And so it's 0-1. Hamilton flew out to a right field his last time up. Again, the only damage, the only dent on the scoreboard on the Hillsborough side of things, that solo home run by Brewer with 2 outs in the first inning. Dayton Holter, by the way, is on deck, and Garrett Pinkley is in the hole. Coming out of the wind is the righty Beaton. And on the hands, Hamilton skies one, left side of the infield, just beyond it. And there's the shortstop, Hagen, who's got it for out number one. All right, Dayton Holter worked a walk back in the second inning, so it was stranded there. Want to thank some of our sponsors for allowing us to broadcast this Class 5 sectional game: Bryant Restoration, Farmington, Poplar Bluff, as well as Mario's Italia, Farmington, Potosi Lumber and Potosi, Serenity Hospice Care, and Gilster Mary Lee. St. Genevieve and Sykeson are playing baseball this afternoon on AM 800 KREI, 445 pregame. Leg kick and pitch from the righty Beaton, showing bunt Holter. Did he make an effort? Yes. The ball came in around the ankles, but he did try to bunt at it, and it's 0-1. We'll reset the Vianney defense for you here in a second. 0-1 coming from the righty Beaton, and swing and a miss over the top of an inside off-speed pitch. It's 0-2 to the right-hand swinging D.H. Holter. So you got Daniels at third and Hagen at short. Those two have been excellent on defense. Bisher is at second, and Altabella is at first. Out of the line, coming set just above the right ear is Beaton. And the pitch is grounded back up the middle to the left of second. Fielded by the shortstop, the throw on the run. Hagen, another nice, excellent, solid defensive play at short to retire Holter for out number two. So Garrett Pinkley with 2 outs and nobody on in front of him. He'll get his second look at Beaton. Beaton got the best of them in the first time around as Pinkley grounded out to third base to end the second inning. 8-1 is your score. Vianney on top, Hillsborough. Looking for some late inning magic, if you will. Pinkley now ready to swing the bat. Into the line, Beaton. Leg kick and fastball comes around the midsection of Pinkley. Thought maybe it could nick his jersey a little bit, but it did not. He's able to dart away from that inside fastball. 1-0 now to Pinkley from the righty Beaton. The pitch, and the second baseman waves at it and just gets a piece of it off the screen. One ball and one strike. Hillsborough, the last remaining Jefferson County baseball team in the playoffs. On the verge of falling here today at the hands of the 2018 Class 5 state champion, Vianney. Fastball low. Now 2-1 to Pinkley. Hillsborough has their graduation tonight. So something to look forward to for these guys and Coach Lucas and all involved at the Hillsborough R3 School District. There's a pop-up towards the batting cages. It'll land just behind them. And Pinkley has a 2-ball, 2-strike count. By the way, in the outfield for Vianney defensively, you've got Ward in left, Sapicki in center, and McCauley in right. They are all plugged into the action as there's a 2-2 pitch and a high chopper grounded left side and foul. And it's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. Catcher Anderson holding out the bat for Pinkley, who retrieves it. This is the top of the fifth inning. Vianney in the bottom half will have the bottom of their order coming up. Here comes the 2-2 offering to Pinkley. And Beaton just misses off the plate. frame job there by Anderson. But the home plate umpire didn't like it. And so it's 3-2. Nobody on, so nobody in motion with two outs. The 3-2 from Beaton. And Pinkley foul tips it into the mitt. And the catcher Anderson hangs on for out number three. Another zero on the board for the Hillsboro offense. As we head to the bottom of the fifth inning, it is Vianney 8 and the Hawks 1 in the Class 5 sectionals on KJF.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fliggs.com.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 at KJFF as we begin the bottom of the fifth inning. It is the Vianney Golden Griffins 8 and the Hillsboro Hawks 1 in this Class 5 sectional. And before we get the bottom of the fifth started, is Michael Brewer back on the mound for possibly his last inning of work as a member of the Hillsboro Hawks. We want to thank some of our sponsors, and that includes Patton's Furniture, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills, Presbyterian Manor of Farmington, as well as Hearing Care Partners, Farmington, St. Genevieve, and Herculaneum, and of course, McDonald's. Check out your local area McDonald's. The batter is a left-handed swinging catcher, Hamilton Anderson. Mr. Anderson swings and misses at the first pitch. It's 0-1. And Mr. Anderson with a strikeout swing and a walk and a run scored on his batting line for today. The 0-1 offering, ground ball, little knuckling grounder towards short. Hancock fields it and throws it well wide of first base, and safe is Anderson. Hancock fielded it, was a little off balance, tried to get his feet lined up. They weren't, and his throw back towards the inside of first base. So Anderson reaches on the E6. If the Griffins add three runs in the bottom of the fifth inning, they will mercy rule Hillsboro and advance to the state quarterfinals. Fastball low and wide. It is 1-0 to Nico Hagen, the shortstop, who is 0-2. He and Jacob McCauley, the number 9 hitter, the only guys that have yet to reach base. Runner on the move for Vianney, and that's a stolen base for Anderson. No throw by Hamilton, as he sort of caught that fastball from Brewer a little awkwardly, but it was called a strike, and so now it's 0-2 to Hagen. Fourth stolen base of the afternoon for Vianney. And the next pitch to Hagen, sharp ground ball towards short. Hancock will field it, fire to first, this time accurately, and that is out number one. Unable to move over to third with the ball right in front of him was Anderson at second, so he'll stay there. And the batter is Jacob McCauley. McCauley 0-2. Flew out to center field his first time up. Popped out to first his second time. Fastball in the outside corner around the knees for a called strike. One out and a runner at second. Brewer coming set once more. Looks at second base. Pinkley holding the runner close. Then Brewer will pick up the front leg and then twist the hips, but hang on to the ball as he watches the runner at second get back. Cool breeze kicking on through Vianney High School here. Overcast sky still. However, the sun is providing a little bit of light through the thin gray clouds as Brewer misses low with a heater. Now 1-1 to the right-handed swing and right fielder McCauley. Brewer coming set at the belt, pitching from the stretch. short stride, ground ball off the pitch is up the middle to the left of second base. Hancock, another opportunity to throw out a runner at first, and he does. Back-to-back ground outs to short for Vianney. There are two outs. Let me go back to the top of the order for C.J. Sapicki. Sapicki had an uncle that played Major League Baseball and now is an assistant coach for the Eagles, for the Griffins. For some reason, I wanted to call them the Eagles all day long. Here comes the first pitch to Sapicki. It's a fastball in around the hand, and the right-handed swinging center fielder takes it for ball one. Pretty active day for Sapicki at the plate. Two triples, two runs scored, two runs driven in. Leading candidate for Appleby's player of the game. 1-0 on the way. Fastball on the hands. Lifted up towards the right side and beyond the Vianney first base dugout and towards some trees. 1-1 the count to C.J. Sapicki with Devin Ward on deck. Sapicki taps the bat head on top of the white home plate. Pitching from the first base side out of the stretch is Brewer. Looking to get out number three here. Misses low, backhanded by the catcher Hamilton. It's 2-1. Well, the immediate Jefferson County area expecting to see some severe weather this evening. Our latest look says around 7 o'clock should see some strong showers, some lightning, and some isolated tornadoes, possibly. There's a ground ball that slowly rolls up the third baseline foul. It's 2-2 to Sapicki. Michael Brewer hoping to retire number 33 for the first time today. By the way, I believe I felt a raindrop. Hopefully not too many more follow. Here comes the 2-2 to Sapicki, and he sends a screamer to the gap left center field. That'll get down, get all the way to the track. Digging for a second, going for his third triple of the game. The throw from the center fielder Moore is going to be into the cutoff man. And a jump dive into third base, head first to Picky with his third triple of the day. And he drives in run number 9 for the Griffins. Up to 7 3 baggers for Sapicki this season. The lead extends to 9-1 Griffins here in the bottom of the fifth. And now the batter is different from who we have in the order, as it's number 7 who fouls it straight back. So we're dealing with calling the game on the cell phone due to our technical difficulties. Give me a second, and I'll pull up number 7's name for Vianney. It is Dan Burns, 10th at-bat of the season. 14th plate appearance. Fouls another pitch on the inside, straight back to the screen. It's now 0-2. 9-1 Griffins, bottom of the fifth inning. At third is Sapicki. Into the line goes Brewer, and he misses low and in with a changeup. Shrug of the shoulders by Brewer. Now we'll take some time and walk behind the mound. Brewer going to be a member of the Southern Miss Golden Eagles next season. 1-2 pitch on its way, fastball at the knees. And that's a ring him up called strike 3. Number 4 of the afternoon for Michael Brewer. However, he does surrender another run, and the Vianney Golden Griffins have a 9-1 lead in the Class 5 sectionals with the top of the 6 right around the corner in 1 minute on KJF.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does every ing for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the ings to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is excited to share with you a revolutionary way to take your medicine. iCarePack allows us to work with you to synchronize and package your medications by the date and time of day you need to take them. No more pill planners, no more second-guessing yourself. The packaging is completely portable and can be taken with you for day trips, vacations, and doctor visits. Let Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy package your medication with a little extra TLC because you are worth it. iCarePack, only at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 at KJFF as we begin the top of the sixth inning. It'll be Grant Beck, Mark Moore, Logan Warren coming up for the Hillsboro Hawks as they trail 9-1. Got ourselves a Midwest Sports Center pitching change. We'll try to tell you who it is. It is number 28, Cole Petrus. So Petrus replaces Nathan Beaton, who is in line for win number 7 of the season, as Grant Beck sends a hard liner down the left field line and foul. Now 1-1 to Grant Beck, who singled his first and only time up. Midwest Sports Center on the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center has it all. Walker Drive in Farmington. Petrus into the line. The righty delivers. Poking one towards third base. Playing the high hop is the third baseman Daniels. He'll fire across the diamond in time, and Beck is out number one. Numbers for Petrus. 3 wins, 1 loss, 18 innings under his belt, a 2.33 ERA. He's got a save as well. Now facing Mark Moore, who swings from the right side playing center field. First pitch popped up into center, drifting back as wind blows through Vianney High School, and there's the center fielder making the easy catch to Picky there for out number two. All right, two up, two down for Hillsboro. Logan Warren is the batter. Looks like we are going to get a full 7 innings in. Keep in mind that we will have KJF Sports Talk coming up after this broadcast concludes, as Warren, who's 0 for 2, takes a fastball low for ball 1. Next pitch is a fastball right down the middle, called a strike. One now on the way from Petrus, and it misses low and wide. And it's 2-1. Hillsboro as the 4 seed in the Class 5 District 1 tournament, able to get here today. Ball misses inside, a little extra oomph behind that here from Petrus. Now 3-1. Weren't supposed to be here, as Coach Lucas said, but they felt they were deserving of being here, and they worked their butts off to do it. And here they are, unfortunately, as the strike is called. And that's 3-2 with 2 outs, nobody on. Unfortunately, Vianney with a really strong offense. Here's the next pitch, and Warren shoots a chopper towards third off the third hop. It's played by the first baseman, Altabella, and he'll step on the bag for out number 3. So through 5.5, it's Vianney 9, Hillsboro 1 in the Class 5 sectionals on KJF.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, general manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with 2 side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any 2 full-size entrees from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick 2 items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Carsh Boulevard in Farmington.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 5-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package, which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-851.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJFF. It is 9-1 Vianney, and a whole bunch of changes going on for Hillsborough as they are out there in the field. Let's see, Isaac Hamilton stays behind home plate as the catcher. Looks like Michael Brewer, who started this game on the mound for the Hawks, will now be at third base. Number 32 for Hillsborough, Christian Hancock, is now on the mound. So he moves over from short, or moves out of that shortstop position to the mound. And we'll try to figure out the rest of the infield here in just a bit as Hancock is facing Brock Daniels, third baseman. That's from the left side. He's got a single, a run scored, and a sacrifice fly RBI with a pop out to the pitcher. Hancock, the righty, misses. Now 2-0. There's a pop up, or a liner, I should say, out towards center field and over to his right. Mark Moore makes the catch on the run, and Daniels is retired for out number one. Eight-run lead for Vianney. They got a five spot in the first inning, a pair of two-run singles, one by Andrew Bisher, the other one by Max Luna. That was after an RBI single by Devin Ward to get Vianney on the board, and that was after Michael Brewer gave Hillsborough the lead in the top of the first inning with a solo home run. Curveball, painted on the outside corner by the righty Hancock, is in there for a strike. By the way, Hancock, part of the Midwest Sports Center pitching change. We'll tell you about them in a second. There's a big cut and a miss by number 24 for Vianney, and that is Mitch Green, who is pinch hitting for Sam Altavella. No balls and two strikes. Midwest Sports Center on the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center has it all. Walker Drive in Farmington. There's a pop-up to the right side and over the Vianney dugout. Stays no balls and two strikes. Mitch Green. As simple of a name as you'll see. 0-2 on the way. Curveball gets away from the righty Hancock. It's now 1-2. By the way, Hancock, as well as Michael Brewer and Isaac Hamilton and Hayden Voiles, will be playing Legion Baseball for the Festus Post 253 team this summer. Fastball misses wide. Now evens the count at 2-2 to the right-handed swing and Mitch Green. However, Michael Brewer won't be around for too long as he'll have to make his way over to Southern Miss for, I guess, some summer warm-ups, some summer training sessions, if you will. There's a foul off the screen. Actually, just above the screen and towards one of the red-layered brick buildings here at the campus of Vianney. 2-2 to Green. Leg kick pitch from the righty Hancock, and a curveball is fought off. This time, he does get it off the screen. Mitch Green, by the way, big body. Looks like he'll be a linebacker. 6'3", 230. Just a junior for Coach Brown, who, by the way, played for the Pittsburgh Pirates not too long ago. Well, I say that not too long ago. A while ago. I don't want to call him old. Anyway, there's a curveball that misses. Now 3-2 to Mitch Green. An 84 graduate of Vianney, by the way, Coach Brown. Here's a big drive towards left. That'll get over the left fielder's head, boils, and bounce off the fence. A stand-up, one-out double for Mitch Green. It bounced right in front of the warning track, then hopped off the top of the fence just above the S in St. John Vianney. And Green able to cruise into second with a one-out stand-up double. And now another pinch hitter as Coach Brown unloading the bench. Chuck Koenig, 6'1", 150-pound senior. He'll watch a fastball miss above the eyes from the righty Hancock, and it is 1-0. Next pitch to the right-handed swinging Koenig. is a miss on a changeup up in the zone, now 2-0. If Vianney can score two runs in the bottom of the sixth inning, they would mercy rule the Hawks in advance to play the winner of Marquette or Christian Brothers Academy. Christian Brothers College in the state five, in the class five state quarterfinals. 2-0 misses from Hancock. Pitching out of the wind now, the 3-0 is on its way. Fastball down the middle, it'll get me over a strike. It's now 3-1. Well, Vianney kind of put a big dent in the scoreboard early on, a five spot in the bottom of the first to take a four-run lead. And they've cruised along ever since. There's a foul off the screen on a 3-1 green light. And Koenig adjusting the batting gloves, facing a 3-2 count. On deck man, Cole Petras retrieving the loose foul ball. He underhands it back to the home plate umpire. Second baseman Pinkley is covering the bag as Hancock comes set and comes home with a 3-2 swing and a miss. And down on strikes, it's Chuck Koenig. Two down for Vianney here in the bottom of the sixth. That is strikeout number five for Hillsborough pitching. And here is Cole Petras hitting in the place of Max Luna. Max Luna, the designated hitter, who drove in two today, stole two bases, and scored a run. Righty-on-righty matchup here. Hancock out of the stretch from the first base side. The pitch. Kerr. Inside and around the knees for a called strike. 0-1. Cole Petras, 6'1", 185-pound sophomore from Sacred Heart. That's where he went to grade school. It's located in Eureka. 0-1 on the way. Another curve and a beautiful one from Hancock. It's 0-2. Shaking his head outside the box, Petras slams a bat head on top of the plate. Digs back in on this all-turf infield-outfield, the 0-2. It is a bouncer and a good block by the catcher, Hamilton, using his pads to perfection. And it is 1-2. And the 1-2 offering now. Fastball down the middle, freezing. Petras called strike three. Second punch out of the inning for Hancock, and that ends the sixth inning. 9-1, though, Vianney has the lead. Hillsborough down to their final three outs as we go to the top of the seventh inning. It's going to be Michael Brewer, Christian Hancock, and Hayden Boyles when we return in 90 seconds on AM 1400 KJF.
Do you have a passion for coaching? Have you ever wanted to run your own fitness facility? This fall, turn your love for sports into an exciting career with an associate's degree in sports management from Mineral Area College. Learn everything from the psychology and business of sports to the care and prevention of injuries. Sports management is a rapidly growing field and can provide you with a lucrative career path. Do something that you are passionate about with an associate's degree in sports management from Mineral Area College. Call now at 573-431-4593 to get started.
Midwest Sports Center has the off-road adventure you've been dreaming about with rebates up to $4,000 on great brands like Polaris, Can-Am, Kawasaki, and Suzuki. Hey, Josh Harris, owner of Midwest Sports Center. Come on, you know you've been wanting a sport utility vehicle, but you just keep putting it off. Stop putting it off. Now's the time to buy. You've been thinking about it too long. Act now before we're sold out. Your adventure starts here. Whether you're on the road, off the road, or on the water, Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store.
This is Myrna from the Jefferson County YMCA. Let the adventure begin. Summer day camp at the Jefferson County Y is designed for kids going into first grade through age 12. Fun adventure, themes, sports, games, arts, field trips, and much more. Camp runs June 3rd through August 9th. Give your kid a cool experience with great memories to last a lifetime. Visit gwryMCA.org/Jefferson County or call 636-931-9622 for details.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 at KJF, top of the seventh inning. And the Hillsborough Hawks down 9-1 in the Class 5 sectionals as Michael Brewer, the batter, Christian Hancock is on deck, and Hayden Boyles is in the hole. And a new pitcher as part of this Midwest Sports Center pitching change for Vianney is a side armor, a side winder, a three-quarters guy, if you will. And we'll try to figure out who that is. He's short and stout and brings a fastball about with his 1-0 to Brewer that forced him to turn his hips aside. It's now 2-0. Michael Brewer with a solo home run in the top of the first inning, the only run provided for the Hillsborough offense today. And he'll line one down the left field line, and that'll land fair. Trickle all the way to the fence and around first, heading into second with a stand-up leadoff double is Michael Brewer. And the eight-run comeback begins. That appears to be number 10, Ryan Insko, pitching for Vianney, part of the Midwest Sports Center pitching change. Insko, hand separated from the belt, comes set, delivers home, strike on the inside part of the plate to Hancock. Hancock, who bats from the right side, is 0 for 2 with a ground out and a fly out. Brewer takes his lead off a second. The 0-1 offering from Insko. And a check swing. And they appeal down to first base umpire, and he says, yes, Hancock went around. Not so sure. Anyway, 0-2. Of course, Christian Hancock will have another year for the Hillsborough Hawks. Sharp ground ball towards short. And the shortstop, Hagen, on the move, is going to throw to third, and it's low and wide. Gets away from the third baseman as Brewer slides in safely. And an injury picked up here by Daniels, the third baseman, as Brewer slid in with his cleat, may have caught Daniels above the ankle as he's walking around third base limping. But everybody is safe, and it's runners at the corners, and still nobody out for Hayden Voiles. That'll count as a fielder's choice ground out to the shortstop. And that'll be an E6, so fielder's choice and the E6. So runners at the corners for Hillsborough. Hayden Voiles, the batter, stares at a first pitch strike. O-1 now on the way in the three-quarters delivery. Fools Hayden Voiles as he half swings. 0-2. Beg your pardon, Christian Hancock is a senior for Hillsborough. Swing and a miss, and Voiles is going to be called out. The wild pitch will allow Hancock to move into second base. So it's a strikeout. No need for the 2-3 put out because a man is occupying first base. That is the rules. And now is number 13 for Hillsborough, Riley Jennings, a senior that's going to get a pinch hit appearance here in place of Isaac Hamilton, the catcher. Insko comes home with a first pitch fastball, and the righty is ahead in the count 0-1. The Hillsborough Hawks will have their graduation later on this evening. 0-1 now. It's popped up right side and over the first base dugout. And Jennings finds himself in an 0-2 hole. Jennings, a solid 6'3", 6'4", maybe a little bit taller than that. Kind of lanky. Runners at second and third for Hillsborough, down by 8 runs. A bit of a sliding pitch there by the righty Insko. Misses well outside, is sliding to his right, the catcher Anderson. So it's 1-2. Dayton Holter is on deck, one out. Another pitch, another slider-looking pitch. That is low and outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes now to Riley Jennings. Brewer's at third and Hancock's at second. Next pitch. Curveball swung on and missed. As Jennings stares at the bat on his way back to the dugout, he is out number 2, and Vianney is one out away from advancing to the state quarterfinals. And that batter is number 21, Ethan Eckrich, senior that plays right field. He'll eliminate the DH spot for Hillsborough as he comes into bat for Holter, and he bends the knees out of the way of an inside fastball. It's 1-0. Vianney, the 2018 Class 5 state champion, looking to defend their title, and here is step one in this state tournament beating the Hillsboro Hawks. As a strike on the outside corner, now 1-1. Hillsboro down to their final two strikes. At third base is Brewer. And at second is Christian Hancock. Swing and a miss. And Eckrich down 1-2. Come and set Insko out of the stretch. First base side of the rubber. Brief pause on that leg kick and misses low and wide. 2-2. Be sure to stick around for the Hopefuls and Spas postgame show. We'll hand out awards and we'll have to do our postgame interview with Coach Lucas over the phone, and so we'll send that in a little bit later. There's a check swing, and yes, Eckrich went around, and that is your ball game as Insko punches out Eckrich to end Hillsboro's 2019 season as they fall to the Griffins 9-1. Their season record wraps up at 14-7. Vianney improves to 27-7 as the two teams meet out across the diamond. It's the Golden Griffins on to the Class 5 state quarterfinals to face the winner of Marquette and Christian Brothers College. Again, that is being played later today. So congratulations to the Golden Griffins. They win it 9-1 over Hillsboro. We'll have your Home Bulls and Spas postgame show in 2.5 minutes next on KJF.
Hi, this is Brad. Center. What is the No Bull Deal? It's simple. It's a deal no other Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep dealer offers. Sure, you can shop around, but we're confident that you will come home to our way of doing business. We take the nationally advertised programs one step further and offer you the lowest locally advertised price, and we guarantee it. So whether you see us first or see us last, we are the dealer that will give you the best No Bull Deal and service anywhere. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information, or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
This is Dr. Karen Melton with exciting news. Audiology and Hearing Center is now Hearing Care Partners. Hearing loss can be gradual, so if you're noticing some issues, just give us a call. We offer free consultations. We're still available at our three locations that you love in Farmington, Herculaneum, or St. Genevieve. It's Hearing Care Partners, powered by Audiology and Hearing Center. For more information, go to hearingcarepartners.com. Hearing Care Partners, we listen so you can hear.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment, or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve. Serving you and yours since 2002.
When it's all said and done.
The talk of Jefferson County, Straight Talk, AM 1400 KJFF, Festus, Crystal City, Imperial, DeSoto.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Matt Greenwood back with you on the Home Bulls and Spas postgame show as the Class 5 sectional round wraps up with the Vianney Golden Griffins beating the Hillsboro Hawks 9-1. Again, this is the Home Bulls and Spas postgame show. Make your backyard a paradise with an above-ground or in-ground pool from Home Bulls and Spas in Ledington. You can go online anytime at homebullsandspas.net. The Vianney Golden Griffins on to the state quarterfinals for the second year in a row, as they will face the winner of Marquette and Christian Brothers College, a game that will be happening on a little bit later today, actually right around the corner. And so, yeah, the Golden Griffins, the 2018 Class 5 state champions, and trying to defend that title, able to brush aside the Hillsboro Hawks pretty easily. Things looked pretty promising at the beginning for Hillsboro. Michael Brewer had a two-out solo home run to right center field. However, Vianney said to heck with that, and in the bottom of the first inning, got five runs, including an RBI single by Devin Ward, and then a pair of two-run singles, one for Andrew Bisher and the other one for Max Luna. And so with that, Vianney put Hillsboro in a pretty deep hole, which the Hawks were unable to climb out of. And so Vianney adding a run in the bottom of the second, two in the bottom of the third, one in the bottom of the fifth, and they didn't even get to come up in the bottom of the seventh because they were the home team today and got the Hillsboro Hawks. Faced five guys in the top of the seventh, Hillsboro, with the last three striking out, straining Brewer and Hancock at third and second, respectively. So three guys pitched for Vianney. Nathan Beaton got the start. He lasted five. Cole Petras pitched one. And then Ryan Insko pitched the final frame for the Golden Griffins as he got the strikeout of the side to strand those two Hawks on base to end the ball game. So right now, Coach Lucas for Hillsboro having a chat with his guys down the left field line. And those guys now got to wind down for a second, get on the school bus, and head back home for graduation later this evening. But again, Vianney 9 and Hillsboro 1. Vianney on to the Class 5 quarterfinals. The Hillsboro Hawks, their season comes to an end in 2019 with a record of 14-7. They did win conference, and they did win districts. That's a pretty solid season for the Hillsboro Ball Club. Sad day for the seniors, though, as Riley Jennings, Hayden Voiles, Ethan Eckrich, Michael Brewer, and Christian Hancock moving on to bigger and better things. Of course, Brewer and Hancock and Voiles will stay pretty close by as they'll play for the Festus Post 253 team under Coach Zach Bone. We certainly look forward to covering Legion Ball this summer, as well as some DeSoto Legion Ball and Rock Memorial Legion Baseball as well. But that is not our focus at the moment. Again, our focus right now, the end of the season for the Hillsboro Hawks as we chase papers here. It's getting a little bit darker and a little bit windier here at Vianney High School in Kirkwood. But because we're doing this postgame on the phone, I'm going to go ahead and wrap things up here quickly and then go talk to Coach Lucas. And we've got sports talk coming up. You're going to hear from Jason Dreyer of Jefferson R7 Athletics. He is the athletic director, talking about the addition of archery and boys and girls golf to the list of athletic programs for next year for the group there at R7. And we're also going to hear from Fox golfer Jack White, who finished 22nd at the state tournament in boys golf last week, and 22nd, the highest placement ever in Fox boys golf history. So we talked to him about sort of having his name up there at the top of the list. So that's coming up in sports talk. And we'll also go ahead and at the back end, we'll air the interview, the postgame interview with Coach Kevin Lucas. So that's what we have lined up for you on our sports talk show, powered by your local McDonald's. Tasty breakfast fast, where your Egg McMuffin is always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. And so we'll get to that here in about, I would say about 10 minutes or so. Haley Gross will be back in the KJS studio, and she'll do a little bit of news for you. And we'll get sports talk actually started, let's aim for 4:20. So 4:20 is when we'll have sports talk, and of course we'll begin again with Jason Dreyer of R7 Athletics. Okay, wrapping things up here with a couple of awards stand out. The Home Bulls and Spas postgame, the Gilster Mary Lee Drive of the Game. Gilster Mary Lee hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Call Mike Welker, 800-851-5371, our Drive of the Game. Because we are local and we want to keep it local, we'll go to Michael Brewer's solo home run to right center field. That was a big drive and a big fly, and it wound up putting Hillsboro on the board first in the top of the first inning as they led 1-0 at that point. That also happens to be our Patsy's Furniture play of the game. You'll love to shop at Patsy's, St. Joe Drive, in Park Hills. And that is the play of the game as well, the solo home run off the bat of Michael Brewer. As for the Applebee's player of the game, doing good in the neighborhood, Applebee's in Farmington, because we are trying to keep all these things local for you. Michael Brewer gets the player of the game award for that home run to right field. We wish things had been a little bit differently on the mound, but Vianney's offense proved pretty strong with C.J. Sapicki having three triples, two runs scored, and three RBIs and a stolen base. C.J. Sapicki, remember that name. His uncle played professional baseball. This guy seems like he's destined to do the same. But the win on the mound goes to Nathan Beaton. The loss goes to Michael Brewer. And, again, those were the drive of the game and play of the game, the home run by Michael Brewer, and the player of the game for Hillsborough is Michael Brewer. All right, that's all the time we have on the Home Bulls and Spas post-game show. Thank you so much for dealing with all of our technical difficulties. Sorry that you had to go through them. Hopefully you enjoyed the call regardless, as we will kick it back to the KJS studios here in a couple of minutes. Haley Gross will have a little bit of news for you, and then we'll dive right into sports talk. Again, the lineup will be R7 Athletic Director Jason Dreyer, followed by Fox golfer Jack Weiss, and then my interview with Coach Kevin Lucas of the Hillsborough Hawks, which I'll go and get once I decide to shut my mouth. So that'll air to wrap up KJS Sports Talk. So, again, thank you so much for listening. Thank you back in the studio to Ryan Reinheimer for getting us started, Haley Gross for finishing us up. Our congratulations to the Vianney Golden Griffins on to the state quarterfinals, still looking to defend their state championship from last year. As for the Hillsborough Hawks, my great appreciation to Coach Kevin Lucas for all the help throughout the year. We certainly wish the seniors the best of luck. Riley Jennings, Hayden Boyles, Ethan Eckrich, Michael Brewer, and Christian Hancock, we wish them the best in their future endeavors. Again, thank you so much for tuning in today. This has been coverage of Class 5 Sectional 1 Baseball on KJF.